This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Think about all the things you have that connect to the internet. Your smartphone, your computer, obviously. But then there's the fitness tracker on your wrist, or the app in your car that lets you check whether you've locked the doors, or maybe it's your TV set.
It's the Internet of Things, or IoT, and it's changed the way many of us live, but it's also exposed us in new ways to hackers and other people who might seek to do us harm. How safe are we in the IoT landscape? It's a question Jen Rathburn wrestles with quite a bit. She's a partner at Foley & Lardner and co-founder of the Midwest Cybersecurity Alliance, and she's with us in the studio now. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
So the Internet of Things has grown exponentially in recent years. Consumers have more and more Internet-enabled devices in their homes and in their pockets, and businesses are using more of these as well. Let me start with a really simple and maybe obvious question. For every Internet-enabled device, should we assume that there is someone out there working to exploit its vulnerabilities?
Most definitely, yes. In fact, at a lot of the large hacker conferences, such as DEF CON and Black Hat, many of those security researchers actually, have sessions on how you can exploit those types of devices. And yes, unfortunately, those devices, bring risk not only to consumers who use them, but businesses who purchase them.
I would be lying if I didn't say, as I was preparing for this interview, I was glancing at the Fitbit on my wrist and, thinking about the kinds of data that it collects and what someone might want to do with that data.
Exactly. I think one of the biggest issues with internet-connected devices is really consumer understanding about what data is being collected and how is that data being used. I mean, oftentimes, when we allow someone to use our data through a connected device such as a Fitbit or others, we think, okay, well, they're using that data in order to provide us a service. But in fact, oftentimes there are secondary purposes in which the companies are using that for. And so that's one of the things that is evolving in this space. And, the FTC follows this because they have the responsibility for consumer protection, and the FTC has lots of recommendations. But essentially, it's, how transparent are companies being with consumers about what types of data are they collecting and for what purposes are they using that data, and what consumers, what consumer rights do consumers have to control that use of data?
Right. One of the distinctions that I was reading about is this idea that often you see that such and such a company will never sell your data to a third party. But that in itself doesn't necessarily mean they aren't sharing that data in some way, right?
Yes. It's also the age of big data. In addition to all of these devices being interconnected, companies are really focusing in on big data. And so the question is, okay, well, yes, you're collecting my data, and maybe you're not selling my data that's fully identifiable to a third party, but maybe that company is getting rights in that privacy notice to aggregate data or de-identify data. And, one of the things, though, I would say that gets very confusing, and I work with a lot of companies on developing privacy notices, sometimes it's difficult for companies to predict how they're going to use data 5 years in the future, even 6 months from now. And so I would say that for both companies and consumers is really looking at that privacy notice. What are you putting out there? Are you being transparent? And the FTC is watching those privacy notices as well. Oftentimes, if there is a breach of information, a security incident, a hack, the FTC will look at, well, what kind of privacy notice did you provide to consumers? Did you promise that the security of their information would be protected, in what manner?
You mentioned these privacy notices, and they are often, when we sign up for something online, we'll have to check that we've read and understand the privacy notices that they've provided for us. And realistically, a lot of us just click that box and go on with our lives. These privacy notices are not always written in such a way that's really easy for people. I would imagine even people who know the field to understand.
Yes, and that is one of the things that the FTC is trying to work on and give guidance to companies. I mean, consumers do have responsibility. You can't just say, well, I clicked on it. I have no responsibility. I don't know what happened. But that is definitely a problem. I mean, those consumer privacy notices, if you make them too complicated and consumers don't understand, then really they're not useful in the end anyway. But that is the tug and pull in the space about what are consumers' responsibility and what are, you know, companies' responsibility with regard to providing consumers information about what they're doing with their data.
And I know you are not a computer engineer here, but one of the issues that I have read about in terms of security vulnerabilities that's apparently most common is, say, firmware that's not updated frequently enough. Where do things, in your experience, go wrong the most often?
Well, I think where things go the most wrong are when companies develop a device, they don't take security by design into consideration. And oftentimes, especially with startup companies or other things, they're just trying to take a product to market. And they're not thinking about, okay, well, this is a great product. It does all these wonderful things. There's all these benefits to business and consumers. But they don't think about, you know, what types of security vulnerabilities are in those products. How are we going to update and patch those products after, you know, their purchase? How long would we continue to do that? And what's so interesting about that is we have seen the Senate proposed a bill August 1st. It's called the Internet of Things Cybersecurity Improvement Act of 2017. And what's really interesting about this bill is, I mean, it's the first effort and push to try to protect internet-connected devices. And what this bill would require is that manufacturers that are selling IoT devices to government to, you know, implement certain security controls and think about things such as what you just mentioned. What are the security vulnerabilities? Are you going to be able to patch that device, you know, not using hard-coded passwords, you know, among other things? And really what we see in the legal space is oftentimes there are bills passed that affect government entities at first, but then those become standards that are pushed down to, you know, the private industry.
But again, this is where consumer responsibility comes into the picture as well. When a firmware update or a patch is available, there is some requirement on us as consumers to update it.
Yes, and that's where the FTC comes in. The FTC actually issued comments on the process aimed to improve the security of the Internet of Things back in June. And really what this was is a discussion about what should manufacturers tell consumers and what are consumer responsibilities. So, you know, one of the things they recommend to manufacturers, again, this is just guidance, it's not
right.
Law, but when you see what the FTC comes out with guidance, manufacturers should take that into consideration because you know that if there's a issue down the road, these are the types of standards that the FTC is going to look at. And one of the things is, you know, does the device, can they receive security updates after it's purchased? You know, how will the consumer receive those security updates? And, you know, when will support of this device end? And I think that there is that pull and tug between, yes, manufacturer, you have to do security by design. You need to think about security vulnerabilities. You need to think of ways in which that device needs to be patched. But you also, consumer, we're not here to protect you for the rest of your life of this device. You know, you need to understand when maybe you have the responsibility to do updates, et cetera. And so the FTC is really trying to provide advice and commentary about how, you know, really these issues should be addressed.
Can you do a little dot connecting for us? I mean, I'm sure there are still listeners out there who are thinking, you know, who wants to hack my toaster or my thermostat or my light switch? What are the risks when you have an internet-enabled device, no matter how innocuous that device is?
Well, I think one of the best ways to understand the risks of IoT devices are, I mean, if you think about a virus or a disease spreading, when you connect to the internet and you have these devices, whether you bring them into your business or you bring them into your home, it allows someone to potentially come in and infect and get access to your data in many new ways than we used to see before. And, you know, sometimes hackers just want to do it because they just want to prove to the world that they're able to hack this device. I mean, that's one of the things in those big conferences that I mentioned. You know, companies will be sitting in there, and some of it is just security researchers proving that it can be done. But, you know, we worry about things such as medical devices and other things. You know, if someone can hack into, you know, a heart monitor or change dosing instructions and things like that, and, you know, it is possible. we know there's many cases that are out there of hackers being able to do. And it's just a reality. It's just another way to get in and affect a company's or a consumer's systems.
Right. This is akin to thinking about how, you know, a city's water supply might be maintained or electrical supply, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, utility companies rely on lots of IoT devices as well.
And moreover, when it comes to home consumer devices, it sounds a little bit like, you know, the equivalent of leaving your back door open.
Very true. Very true. I mean, you need to – I always laugh, and we were talking about this earlier, like with great power comes great responsibility. When – I think this is a Spider-Man quote. When companies develop devices like this, I mean, they have the ability to do so many of amazing things, but manufacturers have the responsibility to think about, you know, the security measures that are in place, and consumers of which purchase these devices also need to take responsibility about understanding what that device does and what type of risk. I mean, there have been cases in the past. A lot of the FTC cases have involved, you know, in-home cameras, you know, that have been hacked where someone can view some in their home, baby monitors, routers, you know, internet, you know, enabled TVs, you know, those types of things. So I think consumers need to understand when they bring that device into the home that they do have risk.
I know there are people who, you know, put just a simple piece of black tape over their over the camera lens on their smartphone or their laptop when they're not using it.
Number one thing to do, and I will tell you, you know, the FBI here comes on and does a lot of presentations. The number one thing you should do is on the camera on your laptop or anything like that, you know, is to put a cover on that camera phone, because that's one of the first things that, you know, hackers will look into doing.
As someone who specializes in this field, do you think twice or think more closely about which devices you want that have internet connectivity?
Most definitely. Most definitely.
I gather you took off the your fitness watch before you came over.
Yes, but I mean, I think about it, you know, when, you know, you enable a device to connect in, whether that's to, you know, your internet, you know, enabled watch, et cetera, you can often turn off settings of, you know, sending information back to the company. And so those are the things that I look at.
Well, and I gather things like fitness watches, you know, the Fitbit that I have on or whatever brand people have, many of them just have a Bluetooth signal that is on all the time and, you know, sends out location data to whoever is tracking such things.
Exactly. So does your phone, so do maps that follow you. And I just don't think the consumer awareness is really there. And I don't think consumers understand about how much information is being gathered about them on a daily basis, location data, health data, buying, you know, purchasing data, et cetera.
Well, these are all topics that we could get into the next time we chat. Jen Rathburn, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jen Rathburn is a partner at Foley & Lardner and co-founder of the Midwest Cybersecurity Alliance. You can find links to more resources and information about cybersecurity and the Internet of Things at wuwm.com.